We are rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Shide Show, I'd like to welcome you to the Shide Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Gregory Hoyt and Robert Shide of the Shide Show.
Good evening, ladies. I'm Gregory Hoyt with the Shide Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Robert Shide. I am from the Shide Show.
And welcome to the Shide Show.
Today on the Shide Show. The Shide Show.
This week on the Shide Show.
Yes, good.
The Shide Show will be talking about Father's Day.
Mm.
Welcome to the Shide Show.
So, Brian. Brian of the Shide Show. Do you have a father?
Yes.
Greg? Greg of the Shide Show, do you have a father?
Yes, I do. Robert. Robert of the Shide Show, do you have a father?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Seems like we all have fathers on the Shide Show.
We have something in common.
Robert of the Shide Show.
Yes.
When you think of your father, what are the three words that come to mind?
Right off the top of your head, no hesitation. Brian of the Shide Show, when you think of your father, what are the first three words that come to your mind?
Dan. The man.
You really opened up on that one. You really did.
Gregory of the Shide Show.
What are the first three words that come to your mind when you think about your father?
Loving. Hardworking. And maniac.
Pete Hoyt, everyone! Psychopath.
Like father, like son.
Why do I blank?
Man, that's you significant.
The thing is, I don't blank, but it's like I've got all these words that are running through my head.
You were judging yourself.
Oh, I definitely was.
You were totally holding back.
My dad is a very hard worker as well. Cares a lot for his family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say most dads fit that category. Of that generation.
Yeah.
Our children will look back on us as fathers, I think, and they will say our fathers were selfish and lazy.
About us?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you speak for yourself for a little bit?
I'm speaking in general as to our generation,
really?
The current state of cultural affairs.
Selfish and lazy.
You know, every generation thought of the next generation as lazy.
Yeah.
They all did.
Yep.
Because that's what people do when they don't realize what life is.
How difficult maybe life is now.
It's easy to cast stones from the seats, but when you're in the game, that's what young people do. Kids do that. I mean, shit. I did it.
That'll be a circle of life.
Constant.
You know,
learning of life.
It's those things do change, and things like, you know, I think we've talked about this before as a generality, but like dating has completely changed from our parents' generation to our generation, like how dating happens. The amount of information that we give out freely through social media has totally changed the way we relate to each other. And that has altered a dynamic. And the other thing is...
Altered? It's shattered.
It's totally... It's just changed. It's
shattered.
Different.
It is shattered. Brian's actually right. For once.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with anything that you've ever said.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're recording this. It's time stamped.
Yeah, it is. It
first
is time
stamped. Last time that happened.
But yeah, like the dating, how long you, well, maybe, I don't know, just LA, but, you know, the amount of time it takes for people to get married sometimes.
Yeah, know? I don't think it's just here. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of a vacuum here in this town, but
in LA, yeah.
But I think in general, it certainly has opened up more. You don't see kids get married at 18, 19 years old.
You do, but then you see them getting divorced
at 25.
Well, you know, you see them getting pregnant at 16, but apparently after, because of that whole show, pregnant in 16, mm-hmm. I'm just, not because of it necessarily, but pregnancy rates have gone down in kids, which is nice.
That's good.
It's good to see. Yeah.
You don't want to be pregnant if it's not right. You really want to be stoked before you have a...
And you really don't want to be 16 and pregnant.
No, God.
Yeah. God.
Can't even imagine that.
No, I know.
I mean,
you're missing the boat completely.
Yeah.
16, you don't even know. Yeah,
no, I was watching this show, and the woman was talking about... She's like, oh, and here's my daughter. And I had her when I was 14.
Oh.
14 and pregnant. She is 14 years apart in age from her daughter.
That's a sibling.
And that, think of the dynamic between those two. The mother ends up wanting to be more like the sister.
Yeah.
And you can't really play it both ways. Be the mother sometimes and the sister other times.
Sometimes women do that, or people do that. And it usually ends up poorly for the child. But if you're having kids that young, you're kind of effed anyways.
Well, you're not effed, but you're definitely up against it a little bit more of a...
Are you going to be a dad, Gerard? Yes or
yes.
No? Okay, Robert, you going to be a dad?
Yeah, I'd like to be one. If things work out. Greg, how about you?
Am I going to be a dad? Yeah, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah? I think you already are.
I am?
Probably.
You've got a couple of illegitimates. That's what Brian
keeps saying.
Oh, I'm convinced.
He is.
It's got to be out there.
But what are you thinking it's going to take?
What's going to take? He's going to make us $1 million.
And then they're going to come
out. Oh, my God, it's going to be awful.
Okay. So, Greg, then this show is for you.
Oh, it is?
Your Father's Day.
Oh, thanks,
Father's
guys.
Day.
Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's
Thank
Day.
God the fathers get something, boy. I feel like the fathers kind of get
taken. Oh, man, did they...
Mother's Day, they get something.
Well, you know, it's
no,
a Hallmark.
No, but I'm saying in general.
Hallmark holiday, the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's, you know, fathers don't really get any due credit.
Do you get your dad a gift on Father's Day?
No, I send him a card. I send my mom something, like nice flowers and a card, but I'll just send my dad a card. And that's cool. He doesn't care. I'll send him a little something. I don't know.
Yeah, I get
like
my...
what? Like a matchbox car or something?
I don't know. No,
how
I guess
you?
I don't.
Does your dad get you anything like puberty?
No.
Oh.
Sounds like you're still going through it.
Do you get your dad anything?
No.
You get your dad anything?
Yeah.
What?
This Sucks. Year I got him wine. It's like 3 bottles of wine.
Whoa.
Yeah, you go to a couple different places.
Like, you really sweeten him up? What's up?
What?
What are you sweetening him up for?
No, it's just sort of a thank you.
Sweetening. That's a tough word to say. What are you sweetening him up for?
Sweetening him up
It's a nice
for?
Thing to do.
Yeah.
Because.
It's a thank you.
Thank you. I'm
thanks
sorry.
For being
thanks
father.
For what?
It's a thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Dad?
Yeah.
I write nice note. Like, thanks for being the best dad in the world. You're the man.
Nice.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Stay on the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Don't leave.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. It's encouraging stuff.
Hey, don't get on that bus out of
stuff
town.
Stuff that you would see, like, on the wall in, like, the employee break room.
That's right.
Let's
Hang
do
in
this.
There.
Hang in there. Keep Wash going. Your hands before you go onto the factory floor again.
I just write all those things.
Play like a champion today.
Yeah. Right. The minimum wage is this amount.
Just so he knows.
Yeah.
All those things.
Lift with your knees, Dad.
Did you always get along with your dad?
No.
Did you always get along with your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty really?
Much, for the most part.
How about you, Greg? No.
God, no.
Yeah.
Me and my dad had a tough, real tough patch.
Yeah?
Real tough.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, you know, normal growing up stuff doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? No, it's just to answer the question. I mean,
yeah.
Look, normal growing up stuff means that you evolve and you start to see things differently. For one, you get out of the house.
Yeah, no doubt.
You provide a little separation between you. You know, I think everybody has little personality quirks. And, like, when you're in a family, you know each other's personality quirks. And they get triggered a lot faster, certain things that anger other people.
Oh, yeah.
They need to say, you just need to say one thing, right? And then
you don't even have to say anything. You have to walk. You can walk through the house.
That's true.
And send a message.
That's true. Yeah.
Seriously, think about it. Foot patterns, like how fast, how slow.
And
keys.
Yeah.
I can remember key rattles.
Really.
And I would know it was my mom or my dad and what mood they were in. I could fucking tell.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you could also send them through something, right? By saying one thing that brought up something in the past. There's a huge amount of history behind anything you say. Everything's loaded.
But now we're pretty cool.
Well, you're
moved
out. Me
and my dad are cool.
Yeah.
Everybody's
same
cool.
here.
It's all
same
good.
Here.
It's all good now. And I'm glad that they do have a day to celebrate dads.
That's what I'm saying.
They should be.
I feel like dads don't get much of that.
Dads do a lot of things that they just do it.
It goes unsung.
Not a lot of pomp and circumstance with dads.
No.
Do you think it really goes unsung?
Yeah.
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 They just do it. I think there's a level of expectation, but there's also a level of that's just how shit is. Like that's just the nature of being
human
and being the masculine denominator in the family.
I don't know what you're saying, denominator.
Whatever.
Anyway, at least in America, the number of stay-at-home dads is on the rise.
Good
with women. Garnering higher wages and higher wages.
I think that's fine.
Which I agree. But so we're seeing sort of like
go for
a shift, right?
I'd be cool with
the roles, which I'd be cool with too.
You know what that does? That instills a better child rearing, I think.
What, to have the father raise the kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Much more.
Yeah, so then you come home and you find the kid duct taped to the wall.
Yeah.
Duct tape solves everything.
Work yourself out of it.
Yeah, no, and I know I just did like one of those stereotypical blanket statements of like what some women think men will do if they're left alone with their kids, which is
duct tape them to the wall.
Yeah, which is not going
to
happen.
Duct tape to the wall and they eat, ramen noodles.
Right.
And
they
Doritos.
Don't know how to cook a meal.
Right. Which is not the case.
They're going to mash up Doritos into mush.
Not the case. Now, some people I do know would do that, but I think that's just a big blanket statement. Which is unfortunate. But what I was saying is with that role reversal, do you think there will be a shift in appreciation? Do you think the...
No, it'll still be all about the woman.
Always is.
Always
I don't know if I see that. All about the woman. Tell
Are
me.
You kidding
tell me more.
Me, dude?
Why? How do you see this?
Baby showers, bridal showers. I mean...
You do realize the woman is about to go through some serious
no doubt.
Shit.
No doubt. I'm just saying. It's
in
all
what
about
regard?
The woman.
What do you mean?
9 months of it, hopefully.
Look, I'm not making something up here. Let's just look about, like...
I know.
Let's talk about ancient...
I'm just trying to...
Like,
what?
Old school, throughout the eons. It's about women. Women, goddesses and the whole thing. It's like, that's it. Men are whatever, man.
So you want to take it back to Minoan and Mycenaean times?
Maybe.
That's when women were actually in charge.
You know what I was thinking today? I was thinking about Oprah Winfrey, and I realized what Oprah Winfrey
did right.
Doesn't
surprise me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think about her every... Literally, I think about her every day.
Okay, what did she do right?
What she did right was she nailed creating the atmosphere of girls hanging out and just getting into it. Talking about men, talking about life, talking about books, talking about psychology. And that... To me, and it just kind of dawned on me today. She nailed it. Because that is one thing that I know women love to do.
You know what else she nailed?
Gail?
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Nice work, boys.
What about Stedman, huh? What's he doing on this Father's Day?
Oh, God.
What do you
think?
He's
staying at home.
Is
he's
a father?
Stay-at-home dad. No, they're not. They don't, no.
Yeah.
Isn't he a practicing doctor, or is he retired? I thought he was a physician.
I know nothing about the man.
Yeah, he was doing something.
Does anybody know about the man?
I don't think so.
I'm sure. I'm sure there are books about him.
Probably right.
I'm sure there are, right? Blogs.
My Man by Oprah Winfrey.
Your own fathers aside, who gets Father of the Year?
Well, I can't do that. It has to be my father.
But I'm saying your father aside, who gets Father of the Year?
So basically, he's asking who gets second Father of the Year.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
It has to be in your life or just in the world?
In the world.
Wow. Jesus, how do you qualify that one?
Just based off of... culture, stories, things you know, thing knowledge.
What do you have to do to be Father of the Year?
It's got to be Barack Obama.
But this is the thing. What do you have to do to be Father of the Year? Because does Father of the Year mean you stick around, mean you care and love your family?
Or you're just like
you're tempered? Or does it mean that you work your ass off to try to build up money so that you support your family really well? They don't they don't want for anything.
There's some different schools of fathering.
Exactly. What does that even mean?
I think that's a pretty objective question. My definition of Father of the Year would be someone who is undeniably selfless in their actions towards their family and their children.
But would somebody who is entirely selfless lose themselves?
Maybe. I don't know.
And
give me an example.
Or lose their identity.
Give me an example.
There are some people who are in a relationship. They're just whipped. They've lost themselves.
That's not
right?
Father of the Year.
And their shoulders are
But
all
they are selfless.
Over. But they're doing stuff for their family.
They do everything for their family. So
and their
that's
wife and their kids.
Right.
Who is yours? Who is your second Father of the Year?
Yeah. Sully Sullenberger.
I thought I was about... He crossed my mind.
Why does that cross your mind?
But that was like
it crossed
five
my
years,
mind
that
too.
Was a couple years ago.
Not 5 years ago, but...
Seems like this year. It's the only bright
Sully.
Thing that's happened in the last fucking 10
Why?
Years.
Why? Because the guy's a hero. I mean, the guy went and was like, I got this.
He pulled it out. Dude,
But that doesn't make him a good father. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No, right. But he could be a... we don't know that. He could be a terrible father.
Right.
Someone told me that Gandhi hit his wife, like he used to beat his wife. And I was like, really?
She probably got out of line. Hmm. Who else is out there? I would probably not totally disagree with Gregory Hoyt and his first reaction of Barry Obama.
Sorry, there's just a lot of stuff that goes on in my neighborhood.
What is happening here?
The AA meeting is getting out down the street.
Some serious skateboarding action. How many fathers
you
of the year
that
are down there?
You thought that was a
there?
Skateboard?
Wasn't that a skateboard?
That sounded like an engine revving and screaming.
I don't know if I care.
How many fathers of the year are down the street?
At the AA meeting?
Now, this is a careful... This is a tough question.
A few. If they're at AA?
Yeah, exactly.
A few. There are a few fucking fathers of the year
down
there.
There you go. Somebody who's trying.
Yeah, they're giving it the old college try. I respect the shit out of that.
Very true.
Somebody's got an addiction and they're going to tackle it.
They're going to fight it.
I know... I've had experiences with... families that had addicts in their family, and the way that it shifts when that person gets into recovery, the way that it can change for the better that family is incredible.
It introduces hope into the family again too, right?
Yeah. Sadly, if that doesn't hold, it can also
destroy it.
And
because
that's the thing about like families. You think that your actions don't really affect other people, or you tell yourself that they don't. But when you're in a family, man, you're like a unit. You really are a unit.
You're
team. Functioning together. Even when you're not together, you're functioning together.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when you're not living in the same fucking country, or even if you're not talking to your family, I argue that your family is still having a major effect on your life, on your day-to-day life.
And you on theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I think that's one of the things that I'm the most proud of is my relationship with my family.
Hmm.
It's important. Get it right with the family.
Then why don't you contact these bastard children?
Hmm.
I just can't find them.
It's too early.
I don't know where they are.
You need to make some money.
They'll be there.
Once
guaranteed.
Oh man, forget it.
Yeah.
Will you help me to stave off these?
You got it, kid. I make $3,000 a day for those services.
Here they come.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt.
Yeah.
Robert Scheid.
Hello.
I'm Brian Gerard. We are The Scheid Show. Wishing everyone from The Scheid Show to The Scheid Show, happy Father's Day. Good night. Hey.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you were.